Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. If you want to build an empire and if you want to make more money, you're going to have to do a few weird things, all right? You're going to have to first load up your Goodwill bank account. You're going to need to cut ties with your business partner. Whoa, what did I just say? Yes, cut ties with your business partner. You're going to have to drop your five-figure lifestyle if you want to have a seven-figure income. And then, well, I'll get to that in a second. Today, we're going to dive deep into all 10 rules for building an empire and helping you make more money. This is going to be another epic episode of Early to Rise Radio. And this is your host, Craig Valentine. And today's show is not sponsored by one of my books. It's a change. It is sponsored by our first ever event for people like you. It's called TheEmpireSummit.com. That's right. You can get your tickets to that. It's Bedros, myself, 10 amazing speakers, a few hundred high-performing entrepreneurs, and it's our first ever seminar devoted to helping you become a millionaire. You can get your tickets at TheEmpireSummit.com. Pardon me, TheEmpireSummit.com, not the with two E's. But this is an event where you're going to learn from myself and Bedros, Tom Bilyeu, who is one of my favorite entrepreneurial speakers, perhaps my favorite of all time. He is the man who helped start Quest Bar. They sold it for over $1 billion. But he tells these amazing stories about how his hands were cramped from kneading the dough back in the early days. They hired former convicts. Their factory was in Compton in LA. He cleaned the toilets. He did all of this stuff and he built this massive business all based on purpose. You're going to hear all about it. It's absolutely amazing, amazing story, but filled with lessons too. It's not just story time. You're also going to hear from Shanda Sumter, who is a female fiend in the business world. She has an eight-figure business. She's been a coaching client of mine for years. She only works from about 9 until 3. She spends time with her son. She has grown an amazing team. She helps thousands of women grow their businesses. She is an independent woman. She's going to be an amazing inspiration for you. We also have our good friend Sharon Srivatsa. He's been on the Early to Rise podcast twice. We're going to have Billie Jean, the famous YouTube and Facebook ads expert. He's going to be there as well. You've probably seen him around. He's got a big, jolly face. He's smiling all the time. He's making fun videos on YouTube. That guy has figured it out, and he's going to share his wisdom with you. Now, flip side, we're going to have some fun and jolly people, but we're also going to have some Navy SEALs there to up your mindset. Bedros is really into Navy SEALs for leadership, for mindset, for overcoming obstacles, and he's brought in not just one, but two of them. I've had one of them speak at my own mastermind, and this guy was awesome, and they will kick your brain. Kick your butt and your brain. That's what they're going to do. All right, and then we'll also have my good friend, Bedros Koulian, founder and CEO of Fit Body Bootcamp. Now, where the heck is TheEmpireSummit.com taking place? It's happening August 16th and 17th in San Diego, California. So grab your ticket, get a VIP ticket, because with the VIP ticket, not only do you get all these amazing extra goodies, but you also get a free VIP bonus day with me where I'm going to go on deep dive into my brand new social media selling stuff because it changes so fast, so that you're going to leave with more information on how to grow your income, impact, and influence. And, well, not information, but a blueprint, step-by-step blueprint to using Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of these things that I'm using to grow my business. And I'm going to download all of that to you. So make sure you get a VIP ticket if there's any left. There's only a small number of them. And no one has ever taught social media the way I teach it. I don't go and learn from somebody and take their secrets. I figure it out myself through experimentation. And that's why I have these really different ways of using social media. So this will be a game changer for you. So will our speakers. Again, don't miss Tom Bilyeu. He's my absolute favorite. And I actually think that Bedros Koulian has a man crush on him, not just about like him as a businessman. He's always reposting Tom Bilyeu's stuff. So I think Tom and Bedros get along really well, and you're going to want to hear from him too. Now, what I've learned over time and doing over 100 episodes of our Empire podcast with Bedros is that you simply cannot build an empire alone. Doesn't mean you need a business partner. It means you need a network and mentorship. And it takes a clear vision, a unified and effective team, and great leadership to build that business that's going to reach its fullest potential and be recognized as an industry leader. Okay, there's one thing to of course, make money and pay the bills and go on amazing vacations and impact all your clients. But, you know, we've all got a little bit of an ego and we want to be recognized as an industry leader. And that is one thing that drives me. I have a big ego, so I'd really love to be an industry leader, which is why we do the podcast that way, which is why I do this podcast as well, which is why I write my books, which is why I do my videos, which is why I figure things out in a new and unique and novel way so that I can be that industry leader. And you're going to leave as a rich, wealthy, empire-building industry leader. So that's why you need to come to the event and get mentored by Bedros and myself. And yes, even though there will be hundreds of attendees there, we are doing mentoring. This will be on the evening of the first day where Bedros and I will be helping you apply the information you learn in the first day. So this is totally unlike any other event. You know, you go to an event, you sit there, you take notes. It's like going to college. And, you know, college is fun. Then everybody goes to parties at night. But while you're going to have a good time, we're actually going to teach you. We're going to be like the teaching assistants at the end of the day, helping you apply this stuff. So you're literally going to get hands-on mentoring from us. All right, then you're going to leave the event with a step-by-step plan with core principles to scale and structure your vision. Build an A-team of fighter jets. That's Bedros' specialty. We're going to sharpen your leadership skills and give you personalized marching orders, all right? So you'll 10x your income, level up leadership, take back your time. You know how much I care about this. I'm going to give you new time ownership secrets and help you build the habits of self-made millionaires. So, oh my goodness, it is going to be so awesome. And you know what? I'm going to carry on here and give you a taste of what you're going to learn. So the first rule in building an empire, a lot of this is contrarian stuff. You don't hear it from other people. You're not going to hear it anywhere else. And that's why most people are struggling, because this information is not getting out there enough. So the first thing that you need to do is add more value, help more people. And as Bedros says, that most people don't think about solve bigger problems. Okay, if you're just solving a problem that only a few thousand people have, you're going to struggle because you're not going to have the income. You're not going to have the customer base. Bedros figured this out the hard way. He's tried to help personal trainers for about a decade. That's a small marketplace. And everything that Bedros was teaching these people about how to grow their impact, income, and influence applied to every entrepreneur. So now Bedros is helping solve bigger problems, not just personal trainer cash flow, but entire entrepreneur world cash flow. So you must sell. You must learn to sell, you must add value, you must solve bigger problems and sell your solution. And you know, in order to solve bigger problems, you have to come with hard advice. Hard advice. I've talked about that over and over and over again in my podcasts, in my Instagram videos. Hard advice that helps people make more money, get more sex, or lose weight. You can't be doing fluffy motivational stuff. No one buys that. They don't see it as a big enough problem. It is a big problem, but no one sees it as a big problem. So you have to come along and solve the big problems that people think they have. And they think they don't have enough money, they're not skinny enough, and they're not getting enough sex. Those are like the three things that play on people's in people's head on loop all day. It's not, oh, if I only had more motivation. No, it's if I only had more sex. All right, we're wired this way, and you can't fight it. You can't hate the game. You have to learn to play the game properly, and we're going to teach you how to do that and then deliver what people really need, which is the mindset, motivation, and all the tactical stuff to help them achieve their goals. That's what we do, and that's what we're going to do for you. Now, listen, we're also going to spend a lot of time on sales, and that's why we brought in one of my favorite experts on sales, Sharon Srivatsa. And the world has changed dramatically in the last 12 years since Facebook and YouTube took over the internet, right? You know, the pushy salesperson, that approach doesn't work anymore, which is great for you and great for myself and great for our end users, because nobody liked it. Nobody liked it. And so we're going to have Sharon, who's like a sales whisperer, and he's going to come in and really give us a diverse approach to sales training. Same with Shanda, and same with Kent Clothier, who's in the real estate space. We're going to have some really, really great speakers helping you make more sales. And of course, Bedros is a machine at this too. And just watching him in action will help you become a better salesperson. Now, second, you need to have a powerful network in order to become an empire builder, but you do not need a business partner. I know you do not need a business partner. I'm telling you to stop having a business partner. You're saying, Craig, you and Bedros are business partners, but we're not business partners in the real business. We're business partners in a side hobby. I have my coaching business. I have my fitness business. I have my fitness businesses. And Bedros has Fit Body Bootcamp. These are our own real money makers. And we don't have partners there. Instead, we have partners in, or we are partners in the Empire Summit, which is helping you. But if the Empire Summit only had 100 people there and we lost money, neither of us would care. Well, we'd be sad that you didn't learn, but neither of us would be hurting for money because we have our own real businesses. Now, most people, the mistake they make with the business partner is you use your business partner as a crutch. You end up splitting all the profits. You have an unequal distribution of work. You're going to get all jaded because you feel like, oh my goodness, I'm doing all the work here. And they're getting half the money. I just had a coaching client yesterday. They have four business partners, and one of them is not doing anything and actually owns the majority of the business. And there's so much fighting. And this can all be avoided if you don't get married to somebody business-wise that you met at a seminar and had two drinks with at the bar and thought, hey, we need to go into business. This is going to be fun. It's cool to say you have a business partner, but you don't get married when you've had two drinks and you've known somebody for 2 hours. If you did, you learned the hard way. It's not going to work. Same with your business partnerships. So we are anti-business partnership. I don't want you giving away equity in your business to somebody because they have a skill that you don't have. Just because they're a copywriter doesn't mean you give them equity. Just because they're an operations person doesn't mean you give them equity. You hire people and you become the empire builder, okay? There's very, very few partnerships that work out. Some of them do, like Buffett and Munger, but most of them don't. Just like some marriages work out, but over half of them don't. Half of them end in divorce, and then how many other people are unhappily married? Think about that. And it's the same for business. Don't expect having a business partner is going to make everything easy. But you still need a powerful network. You need all these people you can call quote-unquote business partners, and you can make money with friends, but you don't need to have a business partner that you split your business with, because the network is your net worth. I truly believe that. And even though all of our speakers and sessions are going to blow your mind, nothing is as powerful as the connections you're going to make and the mentoring that you're going to get from Bedros and myself in that evening expert session. You know, I've gone to events since 2007. Actually, 2006. I went to a Ryan Lee event in 2006. And I'm still friends with Jason Ferrugia and Mike Geary, and we still make each other money. In 2007, I went to my first internet marketing event. I became friends with John Benson at that event. He and I still make each other money. That's over a decade of friends making friends money. And I want you to have the same, okay? So this is going to help you make money for decades just with the connections you make, okay? So the third thing you need is direct access to a mentor. Studies show that people know what they need to do, right? And the fact is, everything you need in order to grow your business is on YouTube. But 80% of businesses fail because deep down they don't do it. They don't do it. They're scared. They need a mentor to guide them through. And a mentor needs to be for you, someone who's been there and done that and achieved what you want to achieve, someone who shares your morals and ethics, and someone who has a good reputation, and you've checked their references and you get along with them. And the best way to figure out if you get along with them is to come and break bread with them at an event, get mentorship from us at the event. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So you're going to have all these amazing entrepreneurs and experts on stage. They're going to give you great advice. And then Bedros and I are going to mentor you at the end of day one and walk you through how to apply these things. Okay. There's no fluff. There's no theory. This is stuff that has worked for us, is working for us, and will work for you. Okay? So bring us your problems and we will solve them. The fourth thing you need to do, you always need to be thinking about this, and it really applies to the last two, is you need to be loading up your goodwill bank account. What that means is you need to be adding value to the world. You need to be adding value to future friends who you can make money with. You need to go to the event thinking, how can I go to the event and, you know, make Bedros's and Craig's life easier? You know, bring them a snack or something. I know this sounds crazy, but it's true. I've done this. I've taken gifts to speakers. You need to go and think, how can I be of service to other people I meet at the event? You know, I need to talk to them. I need to say, hey, what are your problems? I need to figure out, hey, I can introduce you to somebody. You need to be like this in your community. You need to be like this in your business for your clients and your team members. You need to always be adding value so that people feel like they owe you. So when and if you do need to call in a favor, that you can. And here's an example of this. So Bedros did 200 plus podcasts before his book came out. And he did all these podcasts for free, for small readership or listenerships, and for big listenerships. And he did speaking for free. And when it was time to release his book, he went to all those people who he helped and he said, hey, would you give me a little bit of help with my book? And he sold 20,000 copies in 7 days because he had a Goodwill bank account that he could go in and take a withdrawal from. He had been making deposits for a long time. And this is how you have to go about life in every single way. The fifth thing you need to do is drop your five-figure lifestyle. If you want to be a high-performing entrepreneur, if you want to be a millionaire, you need to drop your five-figure lifestyle in order to have a seven-figure income. And in order to do this, you need to figure out, who are you hanging around and is this serving you? And if it's not serving you, you need to get out of those relationships. You need to get out of that environment. You can't be going to the pub every night and getting drunk. You can't be eating foods that make you feel unwell and have you low energy. You can't be doing drugs, you know, whether it's weed or whether it's steroids or whatever it is, you can't be in these groups of people who are pulling you down the wrong path. You need to make the right decision. You need to have the right mentors in place. You need to have the right network in place. You need to have the right energy from health and fitness and nutrition and sleep. And you need to get out of toxic relationships. And you need to take control of your life and your time and your attitude. And you can do this. You can do this. You can act like a success story. You can be that person that you want to be. I decided when I was young, I was going to be successful. I was going to be healthy. And yes, my friends teased me. But you know what? 20 years later, they've all come around. They're healthy. They're successful. They're not all entrepreneurs, but most of them actually eat better than I do these days. They're active. They become great fathers. And now I didn't help them with everything, but I certainly helped them with some things by being a role model. And you need to man up, level up, whatever you want to call it. You need to take it to the next level to become unstoppable and relentless. That's why one of the things I like about Grant Cardone is that guy is staying healthy, staying fit, staying active, working in his business, living a great lifestyle, and not just, you know, coasting like he could. You got to take care of yourself. You got to have the seven-figure lifestyle to have the seven-figure income, okay? A seven-figure lifestyle just means taking care of yourself and having energy. It doesn't mean spending a lot of money. It means taking care of yourself, treating yourself with respect. And when you do that, you're going to have an empire way of thinking. Not grinding yourself down, but taking time to step back and strategically think about the future of your business. Which leads us into number six, which is leadership is the solution to your empire. But leadership is also the problem why your empire is not growing. Leadership, bad leadership, leads to a lot of poor team members, ineffective team members, passive-aggressive relationships. You need to be the leader that your team needs, that your community needs, that your customers need. Your community of your clients and customers and the culture you share with them and promote within your team has never, ever been more important. Gone are the days of the top-down boss approach, okay? And now it's the leadership approach, working together. And that's why Bedros is going to talk about it and Tom Bilyeu is going to talk about it. He was on the line working with his team members, putting those bars together, working with convicts, cleaning the toilets to show them that nothing is below him. And so not only will you have Bedros speaking about it and Tom speaking about it, but Shanda Sumter having a female approach and Sharon Srivatsa, who 10x'd a business, you're going to have him. He's a great manager, great leader. You've never seen anything like this leadership display before. It's going to change your life. It doesn't matter if you have a team of 2 or 200, you're going to get so much out of this one. Number 7, you need effectiveness. Not productivity, not efficiency, but effectiveness. You can be efficient at the wrong things. That doesn't make you effective. You can be efficient at these 4-hour morning routines with all these journalings and meditations, but that doesn't mean you're an effective entrepreneur. A million-dollar entrepreneur actually can care less about what time they get up, about what morning ritual they follow, how many podcasts you consume at 2x speed, right? I know you consume podcasts at 2x speed, but listen, I don't listen to any podcasts. I'm focused on being effective because real business owners care only about one thing, and that's results. So I am going into a deep dive about time ownership techniques, time ownership, not time management, ownership techniques that truly work and which ones do not, so that you can go home and dominate your days better than ever before. I'm going to give you a 7-figure lifestyle system so that you have that 7-figure lifestyle to get that 7-figure income. And it's based on my work with over 11,000 entrepreneurs in the last 20 years. I have helped busy moms like Shanda Sumter build an 8-figure business while working fewer than 6 hours per day. She takes every week, the last week of every month off. I didn't help her with that. She was just dialed in already. That's amazing. And I've helped former teachers like Joel Marion grow a $100 million business from the comfort of their own home. And he doesn't miss dance recitals or daddy-daughter dates. He's all dialed in. And I'm going to bring this effectiveness to you in new content that's not in my Perfect Day Formula book. And number eight, the 8th rule of building an empire is you need a vision. And you need a vision so big that other people can fit their vision into your big vision. And thanks to Ed Milet for that quote. What a man. That guy is one of the wealthiest men in America. Absolutely amazing. One of the wealthiest men in America, men and women in America under the age of 50, because he helped so many other people fit their vision inside of his vision. So we won't have Ed at the event, but we've had Ed on our podcast, on this podcast, the Early to Rise Radio Show, on the Empire Podcast. Bedros and Ed are really, really tight and good friends. And it's going to be amazing, amazing to have Bedros download some of that knowledge. And also to have Cameron Harold is one of our speakers. This guy is the COO whisperer. Basically, this guy helps COOs and CEOs get their businesses together. He was the COO of 1-800-GOT-JUNK and helped blow that business up to over $100 million. He's written books about creating your vision. He's on the same page as me. He and I have talked about creating visions before. We've gone back and forth on this stuff. He's taken some ideas from my stuff. I've taken some ideas from his stuff. And he's going to be absolutely invaluable to you to help you get your business in order, your team members in order. One of the things about Cameron, man, he talks about how your business should give its team members 5 weeks off of vacation. If you don't give off 5 weeks of vacation, he thinks no one should work for you. Powerful, like totally contrarian stuff. It is really going to blow your mind. And number 9, we're going to give you the blueprint. Okay, one of my favorite things is to help you build a 90-day blueprint. And after all of this work is done, these 2 days, the mentorship, the sales, the leadership, we're going to make sure that you leave with execution, because as much as I love visions, creating a vision but without taking action is hallucination. Apparently Einstein said that. If he did, great. If he didn't, still great. It's an amazing quote. Vision without action is hallucination. I hear all these people say, I want to be, you know, a billionaire. Great. Let me see your lifestyle. You got a 5-figure lifestyle. You don't even have a 6-figure lifestyle. How the heck are you going to have, you know, a 10-figure income? Come on. Come on, we got to get the structure. So we're going to build that 90-day blueprint. So that number 10, you have to take massive action and be in execution mode. You have to avoid the idea fairy. You have to keep your business simple and effective. Because listen, tell me if this has ever happened to you. You've opened up your social media and right there is another entrepreneur, either half your age or half your intelligence or both. And they sold the company for millions and they launched their product and they've got the lifestyle you want, the car of your dreams. So taking your family, sorry, not your family, they're taking their family on that trip you've always wanted to take. Maybe they're taking your family too. because they can afford it. They can take everybody's family. And you're sitting there and you're going, why? Why are they getting all the money? Why are they having success? They're not as smart as me. They're not as old as me. And listen, I used to have this envy too. I share in my book that Vince Del Monte, one of my coaching clients, once sent me a message, said, Craig, I just did a launch, made a lot of money. And I thought, well, I'm older than you. I was a petulant child in my mind. And I said, no more. I got to level up. Because I realized there was only one thing separating me from the more successful people in life, and that was execution. Yes, I had the big goals and dreams, but I wasn't executing. And so it was a good fire under my butt to go and get back into my business. Back in 2012, I reinvented myself. I took my business to another level in the fitness world. And that's so why we put together the Empire Business Summit. It's not just a lecture. It's not just motivation. It is the hands-on mentoring you need. So listen, when you come, you're going to get connection and you're going to get execution. And that is the formula for 10X growth to build your business. So those, my friends, those are the 10 unique rules for building a business empire. And if you're ready to scale your business and grow your profits and become a high-achieving entrepreneur, you need to come to theempiresummit.com, theempiresummit.com. You're going to work directly with your favorite empire builders. You're going to meet multiple eight-figure entrepreneurs. You're going to meet best-selling authors. You're even going to get time with our Navy SEALs. And these guys, you can't access them anywhere. It's like you can't have a Navy SEAL come over to your house and give you this mindset stuff that you're going to get in just 2 days. You're going to leave being able to 10X your income, have the habits of self-made millionaires. You're going to have ownership of your time. You're going to be an effective executive in your business. And that's why we put on this seminar. So don't miss Tom Bilyeu and Shanda and Sharon and Billie Jean and Bedros and Cameron Harold and our Navy SEALs and myself in San Diego. It's August 16th and 17th. I want you to grab your ticket at theempiresummit.com. Get a VIP ticket because I want to teach you how to sell on social media. All right, so I'll see you there. I am so excited to see you there at theempiresummit.com. All right, so go grab your tickets now. We don't want you to miss out. The price is going to go up soon, and we're halfway through our VIP tickets, I believe, and I don't want you to miss out because I want to spend a day just with you, just with me, doing the social media stuff and teaching you all of my latest things. And I'm going to give you the time ownership stuff too, which I'm really stoked about. So theempiresummit.com, and we'll see you in San Diego in August.